right now on VFN TV, revival is coming to North Korea. That's right. In 2017, a prophetic word was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick. Well, guess what? We're seeing it come to pass right now. We saw the Singapore summit. Well, the bamboo curtain's coming down like Hank Kuhneman talked about. And the very thing that the Otto Warmberg gave us, he literally died because of it, pulling down a poster, a propaganda poster in North Korea. Guess what? North Korea is pulling down their own propaganda posters right now that speak out against America. Why? Because exactly what God said, revival is coming to closed off nations because they're not going to be closed anymore. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to be back on the air with you, and we love our community. John,
yes,
is going
to
be here.
It's great to be here. Yes. We have so much to talk about. I'm excited about today's program.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, of course, it's John Ramos. We're going to come to you, and I'm Greg Lancaster. And to hear from you, like we hear from you calling us, writing us,
yes,
you know, posting. We love your comments that you're posting, you know, below and all the different ways that we're reaching you and our podcastings and television, CTN. It's amazing what's going
It's amazing. And our interaction and all the things that we're communicating about is wonderful because it's going viral and people are learning and growing and it's awesome.
It is. It totally is. But guess what? You know, there's a prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick in 2017. And it was very specific about that closed off nations, that the walls are going to be opening up. And he said very specifically talked about North Korea it taking place. Matter of fact, let's go back and listen to that word because it's happening as we speak. This is Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, prophesying about North Korea in 2017, January 2017. Check it out.
I believe this is North Korea. Closed societies are going to open, the Lord says. Remember Naomi of old, after a painful season of loss, heartbreak and heartache. She heard I was visiting my people and that bread was readily available. She heard this news in a bleak place, a forsaken place, filled with reversal and hopelessness. Upon the report of fresh visitation, she arose and she stirred herself. She left that desolate place and she came to Judah. My people have been desolated and they have suffered greatly. I am going to cause the news of fresh visitation to spread quickly. Yes, God is visiting his people once again. The thing that will mark this move of my spirit, that will distinguish it from other moves of my spirit, is I'm going to begin to move mightily in closed nations and closed societies. The word of spiritual bread among these starving and closed nations will create many spiritual refugees, which will immediately create a movement of entire nations of hungry, spiritual starving refugees toward the outstations of fresh bread. My spirit will spread like a fire through empires, dynasties, tribes, clans, and even among the heathen. I will set my table before them, and they will taste of my goodness and experience my mercy. Just as Naomi arose and brought her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to the place of visitation. It was there that Ruth was joined with Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. I tell you, many will believe this good news to be a rumor, but they will continue to hear the reports until they will come and see for themselves the wonders of the Lord, and it will cause a great stir among the nations. God said, I'm going to open three doors. I'm going to unseat powers and principalities over regions that have long deprived their people of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have deprived the people of my presence and of my spirit. It will be a brief but widespread harvest that shall occur. A once closed society of unbelievers will now have the opportunity to hear and to believe for the first time upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's so exciting. You got to remember, that's January 2017, and now we're in 2018. We're seeing that actually take place as we speak. And I think about Dutch Sheets. Mm. He gave a prophetic word at the beginning of 2018. that giants, spiritual principality giants that have been around since the beginning of time are going to be taken down.
This is amazing.
You know, so often we don't, Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle against spiritual things, not against physical things. So when you look at a whole nation of people that's responding a certain way, you're thinking, why don't they get it? Well, think about what's happening over the spiritual realm. How they're being oppressed spiritually.
They've been held captive for years.
Yes.
And just to see that this has happened, we've been hearing prophecies for a long time, but to see this compression of time and how things are coming into fulfillment so rapidly, you don't want to miss it. Yeah. I mean, these are prophetic days that we're living in,
it's
beautiful days.
It's going to be a quick work. As a matter of fact, also Hank Kuhneman talked about the bamboo curtain come down. He talked specifically about this in 2018,
I believe.
18. He gave this word at the beginning of 2018 that this was going to happen. And of course, we're hearing it from many places. Remember, God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first, people that are hearing him and repeating. Let's listen to what, before we tell you, show you what's happening in North Korea, I want you to see what Hank Kuhneman said prophetically on the Sid Roth Show. Listen up.
So what you're saying is like the underground church in China is going to be no longer underground.
I didn't want to take too much time, but respectfully, yes. I've been having vision after vision after vision. I saw Tiananmen Square with another gathering. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, this is in reverse. He said, it's going to be a gathering of what has been underground shall come above ground. And that's why the enemy wants to bring a natural war over Korea to hinder and to preempt something. But God is trying to hold it back so that we can get to the harvest and get this bamboo curtain shredded and down and this domino to begin to fall of North Korea.
This is exciting. It has taken place. And you think about, well, why are these big things happening? Because of God is allowing these things to happen in the earth. That's why you saw the Singapore summit. No president has ever met before with the leader of North Korea. Everybody thought it was impossible.
Ever.
Everybody kept on sending money over and stuff over. They built a missile shooting. It looked like the last thing that would happen would be peace taking place. But guess what? Our president, President Donald Trump, he just said, listen, let's meet, let's talk, and let's denuclearize the North Korean peninsula. And guess what? He got together with them. They cast a vision for North Korea. They put a whole movie together, what it could really be like in North Korea, which has been a closed society ever since it began at the Korean end of the, well, not really the end of the Korean War, but we quit fighting it. And so when you see the Singapore summit, that is North Korea saying, we're ready to move to the next level. And what's happening? Open societies, just like was prophesied by Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, it's opening up. And it's for you to actually say, God, I believe it. I'm not going to believe the naysayers, because God's in love. He loves the Korean people, the North Korean people. It used to be called
The capital of North Korea used to be called Jerusalem of the East. But you were just saying that. We need to pray into what God is doing. You know, don't be a spectator. Keep praying into it, because we're about to see such a huge harvest of souls, like he said, in a short amount of time, but widespread. So it's time.
Yeah, we're about to show you too some of the people in North Korea. My heart just goes, I'm excited about these are people that have not heard. If they heard the gospel, if they responded to it, they got abused in the past. But that's going away. But first, now let's think about that. This is prophesied before the Singapore summit, where they signed the denuclearization of the North Korea with President Trump and the leader of North Korea, which is Kim Jong-un, which we talked prophetically about. You heard Isaiah Ramos delivering a prophetic dream that God gave him about what was going to happen if we didn't do that. But guess what? God put in a different leader. He shifted things totally differently. And now take a look. This is opening up North Korea just like was prophesied about. This is the Singapore summit, President Trump and Kim Jong-un. So powerful. God is doing a great work in the earth. He's doing some powerful things. And now you're looking at a society that was being closed, known as the Hermit Kingdom, closed down, the Secret Kingdom. It's one nation that our intelligence knows least about on the face of the earth.
Would you ever have believed that President Trump in his first, 500 days in office would have met with an enemy, an enemy before he even visit one of our key allies in Great Britain. This is like historical. This is huge.
And he's making an enemy, not an enemy, which is great. God is doing what he said he's going to do before even Trump knew about it.
They were once called part of the axis of evil, but not no more because things are changing.
And so we're going to show you, get back from this break, we're going to go peek inside of what it looks like because they're beginning to open up their walls. They're beginning to pull them down. The bamboo curtain is beginning to come apart there and they're intentionally doing it. And also, remember, Otto
Wormbear,
that he pulled down a poster, a propaganda poster, when he was there on a tour.
Anti-American poster.
Yeah, they were there. That's everywhere there. Yeah. Then, and they actually put him in jail for this. And it wasn't long after that that he died because of what happened to him there. Well, we're going to talk to you also. We'll get back from this break about. Now, North Korea is tearing down their own anti-American posters. They're pulling it down. Why? Because God says, I'm bringing revival to closed societies. I'm actually bringing my kingdom to closed societies. I'm actually going to bring revival to North Korea. This is so exciting. I can't wait till you get back from the break. Make sure you join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Born on May 12, 1820, Florence Nightingale is undoubtedly the world's most famous nurse, known as the Lady with the Lamp for her compassionate late-night rounds among the wounded in war.
But did you know she's the author of many books on medical and nursing subjects, doing much to elevate the image of nurses working in English hospitals, considered at the time to be places of degradation and filth?
Florence Nightingale believed she was called to aid the poor, a calling that ignited her commitment to train nurses and work for reform for the poor. She frequently referenced Luke 1:38 to summarize her calling. It is such a blessing to have been called, however unworthy, to be the handmaid of the Lord.
Engage with the Bible in the story surrounding this book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
The sites, the monuments, the faith are beyond belief. But beyond the ancient homeland you've always known, discover how all of Israel is beyond belief. Immerse yourself deeper. Reawaken your passion. With 1,000 new perspectives, your heart will stay, but you will return renewed and amazed beyond belief. Your journey begins here.
Don't look for the line.
What do I mean by that?
Well, I've been asked a lot recently, Ryan, what do you mean? You say that there's progressive sanctification where we all stumble in many ways and there's pattern sin. Where's the line? I don't know where the line is. I mean, I know some things that are over the line. I know that. There are some things that are clearly pattern sin. I know some things that are over the line. I know some things that are just stumbling in many ways. Where exactly, Ryan, is the line? I have no idea where the line is. And praise God, Scripture never gave us the line. You do not want to be as close to the line as you can. You want to be way over here. Okay, so there's like the couple, like they're not married, they're in the back seat of the car, they're going like, well, how far can we go? Like, what's allowed there? Get out of the car! It'll all be okay outside of the car. We should be making every effort to add every bit of grace to our lives. We should be looking to Him, adding the knowledge of Him to our lives, pursuing godliness, and by God, and I mean that with all reverence, by God, we will grow in assurance that we are saved. We will not grow in assurance by always asking, can I keep 1 foot close to the line?
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting to see what's taking place in the earth. I mean, the last thing you think would be happening is happening. and I've remember the Lord laid on my heart quite often, is that, you know, we get to the brink of disaster, and then that's when God steps in.
Listen, we were almost there. Wasn't too long ago where he's firing these rockets, Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
And it's like,
7 months ago,
what's going on
here? Over Japan.
You got the president letting him know, listen, we will respond with fire and fury.
Right.
Don't mess around.
Right.
So that rhetoric was so high. Never before people were so concerned about it. And just a few months later, here we are signing this historic, you know, denuclearization.
And God is setting this up to reach the North Korean people because he loves them.
Yeah.
God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's literally ripping down these bamboo curtains so that he can go there and let the North Korean people know that I love you and I got a plan for your life. I mean, we might be able to show you on the VFN torch, but there's the South Korean army worshiping God in a powerful way.
Beautiful.
It's just a powerful thing. I mean, God is moving over there in Korea.
He wants them to know that he's a true God because Kim Jong-un and his father and his grandfather set themselves up as gods, little g gods. Yeah. But God is a true God, and he wants those people to know.
Yes. As a matter of fact, talk a little bit about this before we go take a look, because we're going to look inside. What does it look like inside of, you know, North Korea, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of times we hear about all these nations around the world and we think that they're so large.
Yeah.
But America's really a blessed and amazing country. Yeah. The population of North Korea is 25 million people. That's less than 10% of our nation, you know.
So
our
talking about God is reaching 25 million people that are in this secret kingdom held by their government.
Yes.
And he's bringing that out so he can meet them and they can meet him.
Million.
25 million. Yes, it's just awesome.
Their GDP, gross domestic product, is $12.38 billion. Now, when you compare that, it may seem like a lot, but when you compare it to Florida's,
so it's
state
12
of Florida,
point what?
12.3
billion.
Right. Florida's GDP is 748.
Well, Florida
billion.
Is a state in the United States.
Yes.
So one of one state in America.
In America.
Is what?
Is $748 billion.
So they're 12 billion, basically, 12 or 13 billion for North Korea, just the state of Florida.
Just the state of Florida.
748 billion.
Correct. I think as a nation, I think it's $18 trillion.
I think our taxes are too high.
Now, when it comes to exports, because you wonder, how does this, so many sanctions have been, you know, levied against North Korea.
Yeah. What kept them from exporting things out.
Well, right. They only have exported before fish, silver, and wood, and some coal. So
some coal coming out.
Yeah, so not too many things, but when you kind of compare that to, and it's just a small amount of things that they, you know, they're able to get on out. So it's really a small country, but it's a beautiful thing what God's doing for 25 million people.
Well, you're looking at, I mean, because there's some people today, they're so blessed and they're ungrateful.
They don't even know it.
And I can imagine what it's going to be like when North Korean people get the best of things that are being offered. And as a matter of fact, Nick from Indigo Traveler, he's from New Zealand. He's visited 54 countries and four continents so far.
He's visited 54 countries?
Yes, 54 countries and seven continents. I encourage you to follow him on his YouTube channel because it's powerful. But he got into North Korea. And is filming freely where Otto Warmbier got put in jail for, maybe he's not doing any damage or anything like that.
But we've never seen video like this. Remember we were looking at sketches before when we were trying to talk about what was going on in North Korea.
Right.
So we actually have footage.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this. I want you to be able to follow Indigo Traveler and check out his channel because he's hitting places that we need as a believer. We need to have compassion for every person on the face of the earth, different tribes, different tongues and all. It's not all 25 million, but this is the people in the capital.
And so important. It's been a secret kingdom. No cameras have really been in there before, not to this extent that we're aware of.
Without editing type of thing going on. But take a look. This is thanks to Indigo Traveler. Take a look at this. people have said so many things about North Korea that that's not the picture that you have of North Korea. But really, it just gives you, you're connecting to the people, you know, thanks to Nick being able to do that. But listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to take a look at their metro system, kind of check out the people, what's going on right there, so your heart will go out to them. And also, if we get a chance, we're going to get a chance to see how they're pulling down the negative American propaganda, because they're wanting to be in relationship with the other nations, and things are shifting, just like was prophesied about. So join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
What's the most common error made by parents in disciplining their children? I believe it's the inappropriate use of anger in attempting to manage boys and girls. Unfortunately, most adults rely primarily on their own irritation to make children cooperate. One teacher said on a national television program, "I like being a professional educator, but I hate the daily task of teaching. My children are so unruly that I have to stay mad at them all the time just to control the classroom." How utterly frustrating that would be, and how ineffective. Disciplinary action influences behavior. Anger does not. I'm convinced, in fact, that adult irritation actually creates disrespect in the minds of kids. They can see that our frustration is caused by our inability to control a situation. We represent justice to them, and yet we're on the verge of tears as we flail the air with our hands and shout empty threats and warnings. Now, I'm not recommending that parents and teachers conceal their legitimate emotions from their children. My point merely is that anger often becomes a tool used for the purpose of controlling children. It's ineffective, and it can be damaging to the relationship between generations. Instead, try taking a little corrective discipline that your children will care about, and then administer it with cool.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Revival is coming to North Korea. We're so excited about it, and being able to take a look and a peek into the secret kingdom, the hermit kingdom, you know, thanks to, you know, Indigo Traveler and what he's doing, Nick is doing, and I encourage you to follow his channel right here. But imagine the metro system. Whoever talked about the deepest metro system possibly in the world was actually in North Korea. I want you, these trains are made by Germany. Take a look. So powerful. They have the statues of themselves that's there to be able, because they presented themselves as a god.
Correct.
At that point. But I want you to take a look at the square that you've seen it, you know, maybe on your news, but you haven't seen it up close. Let's take a look now.
So as we arrived at the Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il monuments, our tour coordinator Simon had to buy flowers to place under the statues. I'm not 100% sure if this is mandatory, but I feel like it is, but I could be wrong. So when taking photos of these statues, we had to be very careful how we took the photos. The leaders had to be fully framed. I think this was just to show how big the statues are. They're 22 meters tall each. The statues were completed in 2012, so they're reasonably new. To both sides of the statues, there are 229 figures representing the struggle that the Korean people went through during the war. Underneath, you can see helmets from the US Army that the Korean people are standing on in the mud. Gives you an idea of the feelings here.
Isn't this so exciting to see what's taking place? You're just getting the heart. As a matter of fact, when you think about this, you know, Otto Warmer, that actually went there and pulled down a propaganda poster, it cost him his life. As a matter of fact, take a look at what took place when he pulled down one poster off the wall in North Korea.
Once again, for those just tuning in, Otto Warmbier, the American student who went on a tour, well-meaning kid, believing that he'd find some fun and adventure in North Korea, was captured by the North Koreans, thrown in jail, given 15 years of hard time in jail, and apparently shortly after he began his jail term, became comatose somehow, has now died. He came back, and just a few days after his return from North Korea, he has passed away. Here now on the phone with us is Dr. Mark Siegel, a Fox News medical correspondent. Dr. Siegel, first of all, it's impossible to know what caused the coma to begin with. The doctors that we heard from last week told us that. Is there any way that we could be certain about what caused his death now?
Well, first of all, David, I think we have a pretty good idea what actually happened to him in North Korea, in the sense that the doctors at University of Cincinnati indicated that he stopped. It looked to them like he had stopped breathing and his heart had stopped beating, and he had insufficient blood flow to the brain, and his brain atrophied. Even though his eyes were open, his brain wasn't responding. And when he came here to the University of Cincinnati, they did a Sherlock Holmes, you know, routine on him, and they figured out that he really wasn't responding, meaning that he was not in a coma per se, but in a vegetative state, and right. He just wasn't aware of his surroundings.
It cost him his life, but guess what? Right now, as we speak, according to the New York Post, North Korea is pulling down the posters. The first poster came down by Otto, but now the North Koreans are following them, and they're pulling down all the anti-American propaganda. Why? Because revival is coming to North Korea. God is going to invade the hearts of the Korean people. It's so exciting to see this take place. We're going to pray right now. We've got to close out. We want to hear from you. You know, comment below. Tell us your thoughts about this. Be sure to follow Indigo Traveler. This is just powerful what's taking place in the earth today. Father God, we thank you for the North Korean people. We pray, Lord, for this revival that's coming, Lord God. The bamboo curtain, we pull it down in Jesus' name. We come against every power and principalities trying to hold them back, and we bless them. We pray for their economy, their life, their family, and freedom to the Christians, the persecuted Christians there. Father God, and we thank you, God, that revival is coming, Father God, and Third Great Awakening is here. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.